At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good guys and bad guys, Tommy.
Yeah.
Growing up, there's no in-between.
No.
The bad guys were going to do all the bad things they could because they were bad.
With the black hats.
Yeah. But as you grow up, you realize that not all people who break the law are like evil people.
Mm.
And that brings us to a story out in Ogden.
What happened?
Well, what these folks are accused of, not good. But what one of these men was doing when he was found makes the story a little bit more interesting.
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. This story starts with a burglary.
Right.
On Tuesday, four suspects were being chased by the Ogden Police Department and the Monroe County Sheriff's Department. And they were able to track down three of those suspects after they abandoned a car on Barkwood Lane. But the fourth suspect, Tommy, was still on the run and could not be found. That is, until the following morning.
What happened?
That fourth suspect was found sleeping in the basement of a home on Eagle Feather Circle.
He went to sleep in a basement?
According to the story on 13 Wham,
yeah.
The family who was in the home asleep.
Wait, so this he slept in there at night, I guess.
Yeah, while the family was in there.
All right, got downstairs.
He goes in the basement, passes out. The family that was at home sleeping woke up. And notice there was food missing from the fridge.
Wait, he also ate.
He made himself real comfortable real quick.
That led to a call to police. Can we time out the story real quick? All right. The average family in Rochester right now.
Yeah.
You wake up, food is missing out of your fridge.
Yeah.
Do you assume someone broke in your house? Or do you assume that your husband or your kids are lying to you about getting up in the middle of the night and eating all that
food? Right,
Right?
Yeah.
It's always the second one. Oh, we got to call the cops. Someone ate the carrot cake.
So... Then they went, all right, so they caught up. Food's been at.
Food is gone. Food is missing.
All right.
Missing. So they call the cops. So here come the authorities, and they were right to call the police in this case because the fourth burglary suspect was asleep in a crawl space in their basement.
So he was still sleeping.
Yes. He was passed out when police found him.
I've never had that good of a night's sleep where I think I could pass out in a crawl space of somebody's basement immediately after committing a crime.
Now, alleged crime. And to
alleged
be fair,
crime.
Kimmy, we don't know the age of this person because the younger you are, the easier it is to fall asleep wherever you are.
But that means he moved around a lot inside that house while they were asleep.
Unless he went into the fridge, grabbed stuff, and went right down into the basement.
Yeah, but I mean, you're not familiar with this house. Like, it takes you a minute to kind of like, hey, where's the door to downstairs? I got to find a crawl. That's a lot of walking around.
Pretty impressive.
So they, hold on. So they didn't hear him. Somebody just got up, checked the fridge, and saw food was missing.
It sounds like they woke up for their day, like in the morning.
Oh, okay, all right.
And the food was missing, and they called the cops. So, story on 13 Wham says that they found him asleep under a blanket in a crawl space.
They found a blanket.
Yes. Oh,
you got to go find a blanket, man. That means you got to go upstairs, go in the closet, look around.
Like he really made himself at home.
Yeah.
It gets even better.
What?
When they found him, police say he was surrounded by the missing food.
Oh,
he put the food down with him.
He was eating.
His family must have had some good snacks.
Yeah.
No, they didn't because he was eating blueberries, pickles, and chicken.
Oh.
So he was pregnant.
Pickles and chicken? That's pretty Nashville.
Yeah. I think he was just grabbing whatever he could find.
Yeah.
Okay. So police say the suspect was startled when they woke him up, but he was cooperative. He has been arrested and charged with all of the things.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So they don't have a dog in that house. They do not. Because there's no way anybody could walk with chicken downstairs that a dog freaking out.
The second that fridge opens.
Yeah, as soon as they smell chicken.
Wait, no, counterpoint. If somebody broke in my house and the guy gave them chicken,
the dog would be barking to get to the chicken.
More chicken in the basement.
Yeah.
Okay, so the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Mm. What is super interesting to me personally about this story. So this man is already accused of a crime when he breaks in the house, right? He is on the run from the cops.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And by definition, that makes him a bad guy.
Yes.
And he breaks in this house, which makes him more of a bad guy.
Yeah, it's scary.
But this guy didn't do anything to hurt this family.
No.
He stole chicken, blueberries, and some pickles, but he didn't take electronics. He didn't take jewelry. He didn't take anything.
Well, he didn't technically take anything. He left it right there and ate it.
Yeah, you're right. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Right now, hearing this story, on a scale of 1 to 10, Tommy, in your mind, this suspect, if the accusations are true, how bad a guy is he? 1 to 10.
Not that bad.
Give me a number.
He's about a 6.5.
6.5. You're not even going to get to 7. Kimmy, on a scale of 1 to 10, with the allegations, what we know, how bad is this guy?
It's almost more concerning to me that he was that comfortable.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, he walked around my house and looked for stuff.
Cozy.
You got cozy. It creeps me out a little bit. So I'm going to say like a 6,
you're,
7,
well, okay, you're
above
over,
average.
You're, we're going 7. All right, we're going to go with 7. Now, here's, sorry, go ahead.
I would also think, if I stumbled upon the situation in my house with the food and him like really passed out, I would think it was a drunk person that made a mistake. Like, I wouldn't even immediately think like this guy
Jim
committed
Kelly's
a crime. I would just think like, oh man, this guy's in a bad spot. He made some mistakes last night.
First of all, let's leave Chad out of this. Second of all, no, I mean, you may bring up a valid point.
I might not think he's dangerous right away. I might just think he was a drunk, confused person.
So, like, it's funny. If this family doesn't call the cops and they just stumble down and find this guy, I mean, we've seen stories where people find drunk people in their house, just wake
that
up.
That would freak me out. But I go downstairs to the basement. Hello.
But you've also said you just wake them up and send them on their way.
Yeah.
Right? With this guy who is accused of committing a different crime, may have actually escaped had this family found him just passed out, thinking he was a drunk guy that got in the wrong house.
Mm.
Right? So here's the thing. Obviously, you would be terrified to have someone in your house while you were sleeping.
Yeah.
Plus, you paid for those pickles.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
We're a chicken.
But you also get why he was down there. He was hiding from the cops.
Yeah.
It's not like this was like a random thing. I mean, it's random, but it's not like it was random for him in his mind.
I mean, I get the motivation.
All right, would you be mad at this guy?
Oh, yeah.
So you're mad?
Yeah, I mean, he kind of like disrupted my life.
Would you be scared in the moment?
Yeah, because I don't know what this, I don't know if this is a bum. This is a, I don't know what this guy is.
All valid. Okay. The final question.
Yeah.
Would you have sympathy for this man?
Maybe eventually, but not in the moment. No.
Okay, no.
You want to know why he's here.
So you wouldn't see a cozy sleeping man cuddled up under a blanket in your crawl space surrounded by pickles, blueberries, and chicken.
I'm pissed off you ate my chicken.
Okay, no, I get it. Chicken is expensive.
Yeah.
Does the age of that person or the perceived age of that person change your level of sympathy?
Okay, well, would it for you? Give me an example.
Like, I think like a younger person I'm going to give more of a break to than if it's like old man taking a nap in my basement.
What's younger?
Like somebody that looks like a teenager to me.
Okay. See, I'm the opposite of that, right? Where like
old coot.
If I see like a 70-year-old man asleep surrounded by chicken, blueberries, and pickles,
I'm thinking
like,
he's off his meds.
Yeah. Like, and I,
or he's a drifter.
Well, how old? How are you talking?
Wait, drifter's scary.
Drifter
yeah, like,
would be
but like
scary.
Old
man.
That's
drifter.
What I mean.
There, old man drifter is still drifter. Drifter is still in there. Also, who named that band the Drifters? Terrible decision.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to break in your house and stare at your daughter through the window.
Okay. To your point. The older, like if we're talking like elderly, yes, I'm elderly or teen, I'm probably giving more of a break to than like middle-aged dude.
All right, here's your choice. Either me in the basement or your oldest daughter in the basement.
15 or 104.
I'm giving a break to his daughter.
Okay. All right.
She would definitely steal everyone's chicken pickles and blueberries too.
I'd be worried about her. I'd be like, how did you, if it's a girl
She's
or a woman, I'd be
Wi-Fi.
Worried.
No, I'm with you. I don't think I would call the cops if I found a woman asleep. If my wife's there, like, as, like, witness, right?
I mean, that's something horrible happened to this woman.
That's what I mean. Like, are you okay?
She's running from something.
Exactly. Also, sidebar. My wife, Saturday night, was out. She went had to go to Buffalo for a few hours.
Yeah.
Like, the explaining you would have to do if she came home, like let's say this situation happened because I was asleep when she got home, and she finds a woman in our basement.
Yeah.
And I go, I don't know how she got there.
Yes.
There's no, I'm divorced. There's no way. Like this woman.
Well, it depends on the woman. If it's an old woman, what are you, banging some 70-year-old broad?
Well, maybe. You don't know what I'm into.
I hope it ain't that.
252-WCMF. We're talking about the story that came out of Ogden on Tuesday. Four burglary suspects being chased by police. They were able to track down three of them after they abandoned a car, but a fourth one was still on the run. That was until the next morning. The fourth suspect, according to a story on 13 Wham, broke into a home on Eagle Feather Circle. They say the family was in the home sleeping while the person broke in. When the family woke up the next morning, they noticed food was missing from the fridge. They called the police. When they did, police showed up at the house and they found, according to authorities, this fourth suspect asleep under a blanket in a crawl space surrounded by the blueberries, pickles, and chicken that he had stolen out of the refrigerator. Police say he was startled but cooperative when they woke him up. He was arrested and charged with all of the things.
It would take me a while to notice food was missing.
Well, yeah, especially with your husband.
Yeah, true. But I mean, like
it's nothing for her to wake up and the fridge is empty.
Yes.
I don't know if I would call the cops right away if I noticed food missing.
Okay, but
I would try to come up with why it wouldn't be there for a little while.
We also know you're the snack queen.
Yeah.
I assume that you inventory, like I do, all snacks and foods that go into the fridge and the pantry.
Yeah, but I would just assume, maybe I finished that and I don't remember. Or maybe my husband finished that and I don't remember. Like, it would take me a second to realize stuff was gone.
It burns at night.
Is that what it is? It's the marijuana cigarettes?
Oh, yeah. Tokey toke.
I have never forgotten that I finished a snack that I like in the history of my life. And if it's a snack that I really wanted and it's gone, I am, all three of the people in my house are being called down.
But you never drunk snacked, have you?
Oh yeah, I drunk snack.
I used to forget what I ate till I got up the next morning sometimes, because like I got I forgot I ate all that cheese last night.
But like some of that food you're not looking for in the morning, like chances are you're waking up, you're not going for the chicken right as soon as you wake up. So that's what I mean, like with that stuff, I'm surprised they noticed so quickly that it was gone.
Okay, it was fried chicken. No. I grab it.
Okay, but here's,
or pickles. Well, no, but not my morning snack choice.
The fact that it's pickles also leads me to believe it was fried chicken, because lots of people, lots of places sell pickles and fried chicken.
Yeah, it's that Nashville style fried chicken.
Yeah, last night I got fried chicken, came with pickles.
Delicious.
No, but here's the other thing, and I don't know if this makes me a psycho. Even if I don't want to eat it, I will still look in the fridge and the pantry just to be like, oh, my food's still here. It gives me comfort.
Yeah. You know, you got a bullpen.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Like if I need a lefty in the eighth, those pickles are waiting for me. The other interesting part of this story.
What's that?
In the end of the story, there is a reminder from law enforcement.
What's that?
Quote,
hide your pickles.
Dad, lock your doors and stay vigilant. And to me, that suggests that maybe that's how this guy got in the house.
Yeah, kind of wandered in.
Well, the house was unlocked.
Yeah.
Right.
If the home was unlocked, Tommy, do you put any blame on the family whose house was broken into?
Well, I mean, you didn't lock your door.
Okay.
Or you went to bed. I would say, yeah.
You deserve to be broken into.
Because I remember when my wife got broken into, the first thing the cops said were, do you lock all your windows? And she goes, I don't remember. So they went around and checked every window. And, yep, one was open.
Okay.
And that's how they got in.
It is. Kimmy, do you lock your doors every night when you go to bed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that to keep you from sleep snacking? Driving down to the gas station, half asleep, buying chips. It is mind-blowing to me that there are still people who go to bed without locking their doors.
Yeah, like it would bug me. I will go down and like double-check, even though I already locked it. I'm like, I can't remember if I did. So I'll get out of bed in the middle of the night to go check.
Like, to the people who leave their doors unlocked when they sleep, what's the purpose of that? Because, like, feeling safe is one thing where you
Unless, like, you're expecting somebody to come home late or
something.
Well,
that's different, like, if I know that.
Yeah.
Okay, but it also costs $3 to make a key.
Yeah.
Right? I haven't made a key in 20 years. Maybe it's more. But, look, I get the feeling safe in your community thing. And you know, if you listen to our show, we are a big life is safer than it feels right now kind of show. You shouldn't be, like, scared.
Yeah.
But there is not a reason to leave the house unlocked while you're unconscious.
Unless you're like old people that they just never lock their doors.
That seems like the most dangerous.
Every old person did lock their doors.
Yeah.
But, you know, but it's that old mentality. I've never, you know, been here for 50 years. Nobody's ever bothered.
But you're also the most vulnerable.
Yeah. Yeah, true. But they don't see it that way.
Okay.
I do know people who have, like, big families, like a lot of teenagers, that they're growing up, like, their doors were just always unlocked.
I would have locked them to keep them out.
Like, I even knew, like, which doors they kept unlocked because people were in and out constantly.
No, like when I was a kid, my dad's a cop. Our front door was never, I don't ever remember locking the door for anything.
Well, that's different because you had a big Irish cop in the house.
Oh, yeah, he was going to stop stuff.
No, but if I
saw me back my pickles!
Yeah, I'm not getting between that man and his chicken.
No, but we never overnight when we would leave. I don't remember ever lacking.
Breaking into that joint.
There was still stuff inside.
Not much stuff.
Okay. No, like I would be able to
give me all your hamburger helper.
You know, the other funny thing too, like when I moved out, there would be times where like I'd be, you know, in gates around at like 2-3 in the morning. Yeah. I would just walk in the house at like 2-3 in the morning unlocked and like, you know, pass out on the couch or whatever. And like
You weren't living there anymore?
No. I was living in like, you know, either with that girl or you know, my apartment out in Wayne when I had that eventually. And yeah, I would just like, you know, whatever. I'm here, I'll just crash here for a while. Nobody ever woke up.
Damn.
Dogs never freaked out. It was just like, oh, gonna pass out of the couch now.
Yeah, you had a dog?
Yeah, two dogs.
And it didn't wake up?
No, they were Lhasa Apso's. Very lazy. Yeah, I don't know. It's very strange. I would never do that in a million years.
No.
All right, so the moral of the story is...
What is that?
One, lock your house.
Mm-hmm.
Two, from now on, when you wake up every morning, check your food inventory.
Check your snacks.
Three...
Snack count.
If you're running from the cops, the worst thing you could do is probably fall asleep in someone's basement crawl space with a blanket.
At least you get chicken.
Yeah, you got chicken out of it. You're right.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Different regions, different food expertise.
Oh, sure.
You want your ribs from St. Louis, your cheesesteaks from Philly. And according to a recent study, your pizza from Rochester, New York.
Wow.
But even in Rochester, there is a divide.
Yeah.
Because one side of town enjoys claiming they are where this food talent is at. And the other side, well, they think they can do it just as well because it's fancier. And we're about to figure out, that is,
yeah,
if that's true. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. A brand new pizza place is coming to... Pittsburgh!
Ooh, what are we getting?
It's called Giorgio's Pizza.
What?
Giorgio's.
Oh, Giorgio's.
I was doing it with the Italian thing. Oh. I told you I was hanging out with an Italian exchange student yesterday.
Yeah, let him do it.
I picked it up. It is opening in the Pittsburgh Plaza, or has opened in the Pittsburgh
Plaza. Oh, it's already open.
I believe so.
Wow.
So they describe their pizza as New York-style pizza by the pie and by the slice, 12-inch, 18-inch. They also say they'll be offering gluten-free cauliflower crust pizza.
Pass on that.
Okay.
Is it a sit-down joint, like a restaurant, or just like a to-go thing?
It looks like it's both. Not like you have like a waiter, but you can sit and eat, or you can take it to go. They're also going to have wings and all that jazz. So standard pizza place.
That's some West Side business.
Story in the DNC profiled it. Looks good.
Yeah.
So get on out there. Very exciting for people on the east side to have another pizza option.
Mm-hmm.
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy?
Yeah?
Do you trust East Side Pizza? Serious question.
Well, I mean, some of the places, I mean, there are local chains here that are on the east side, west side.
Yep, that started, hold on. I mean, the local chains that started on the west side.
Did they all start? Honestly, I don't know where some of them started.
Is this the first one of these? Is this a local guy?
I've never heard of a Giorgio's Pizza. It looks like it's a local place, not a chain.
But you don't think there's one on the west side?
If there is, I haven't heard of it. 252-WCMF, 252-926.
I think at this point, I would trust East Side Pizza. I think we've done pizza so well in Rochester in general for a long time that I think you can get a good pie anywhere.
Okay, but the way you say that, there was a time.
There was a pizza time.
Where you would not trust East Side
Pizza. Yeah, I mean, really? But some of my favorites are on the west side, but I think that I think we're good enough at pizza here that I'd trust getting pizza on the east side.
You look more confused than you usually do.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't think there's a difference.
Okay. Well, look, the fact of the matter is, I mean, there's no debate. The best pizza is on the west side of Rochester.
How so?
What do you mean, how so? All of the best mom-and-pop pizza places and the franchises that were started on the west side dominate pizza.
Well, Salvador's.
Yeah.
He ain't a west side guy.
Really? Because you say Irondequoit's pretty much a west side town.
Oh, not according to you.
Oh, according to you.
according
you said multiple times that Irondequoit is a west side town. Have you not said that?
Started in the coit.
And look, if we're talking straight up mom and pops without more than one location, every single time I am trusting west of the Genesee River to get my pizza, man. Am I alone? 252-WCMF? I mean,
there's Italians on the east side.
Kind of.
I mean, ones that did well.
I mean, bro, we've talked on the show
about
towns with soul.
Yeah.
A town that beats.
Are you talking about Soul Town?
No, you idiot. The town that beats with the heart.
Of the Italian soul.
No, a history of any ethnic group of people.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you get great Eastern European food in Irondequoit. If you want fantastic Jewish bakeries, you go to Brighton.
Yeah.
And if you want the best Italian food and pizza in the greater Rochester area, you go to Greece, Gates, and eastern parts of Chilai. Those towns beat with Italian soul.
All right.
Places like Pittsford Henrietta traditionally have had no soul. And you're the worst defender of something like this because you have no soul on several levels, and you eat no pizza.
Oh, I get you. Y'all get weird about pizza.
What do you mean?
It's a base food, man.
Oh, I mean, I know people though that only go to certain, like they'll make an argument that certain locations of a chain are better than others.
No, that's actually a legitimate argument.
No, that's a pizza snob idiot.
There is one chain in this town specifically. That each place is owned independently.
Yeah, so but they follow the same recipe.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
They get the same supplies.
No, they don't. No, you're able to get whatever you want. I'm telling you, don't you old man wait, but you don't eat pizza.
And by the way, I eat pizza what you're supposed to eat, with anchovies.
Ah!
Yeah, that's old school.
You're going to listen to this man? You're going to listen to this man?
I love
pizza
anchovies
tapes?
On a pizza.
Yeah, do you love anchovies on
I do. I like a good fishy pie. That's why I go to your mom's house.
Yeah, we got it. Everyone
saw it coming. No, because it's right next door to a nice pizza joint.
On the west side. Yeah. I rest my case. 252-WCMF. We're talking about this place, Giorgio's Pizza. It's about to open, or has opened, in the Pittsford Plaza. And New York-style pizza looks good and everything.
Probably be a hit.
And this might be the one pizza place on the east side that is, like, you know, presentable. Because everyone knows that the pizza is better on the west side because of the Italian influence traditionally that comes with Gates, Greece, and the easternmost parts of Chilai.
But you don't think it's all evened out now? Just because our pizza standards are so high that I think, like, no matter where you live in Rochester, you have that high standard of pizza.
All right, I'm going to tell you what might be hurting pizza on the east side.
What's lame asses.
Well, actually, now that you put it that way, yes. Because, Kimmy, every restaurant you go to on the east side feels like they have to do more than necessary.
You're talking about your standard restaurant?
Standard restaurant. Every standard restaurant on the east side. It's not enough to make pizza. We put our pizza in a 9,000-degree oven that was put together by...
Well, that's a different type of
artisan
pizza.
Put together by Romaldo Podaldi, who's an artist who also beats pizza oven. And we bake it at exactly 7.5 minutes. And we put Just make me an effing pizza, man. I don't need a goddamn story. You know I'm right. You know I'm right. Yeah. Rob the corner of your house. Wood for pizza that comes from the cheese made inside the caves of mountain. Shut up.
Wood-fired pizza, though, that's its own category.
It's a different style.
That's, yeah. If I'm going out for pizza, I'm going to like your traditional pizza place.
No, I agree with you. But if you go on the east side, you can't swing a dead cat without hitting some place that wants to sell me a super flat pizza that's in a weird-ass shape.
But that's kind of how they eat it in Italy.
Oh, dude, see, you're doing it right now. It doesn't have to be a show, man. It doesn't have to be. Just make me a damn pizza. You don't walk into Salvatore's and say, let me tell
you. Well, you might be able to do it there because they'll understand what you're saying.
It's so effing frustrating because my wife, she'll hear about something. Oh, I heard about this new restaurant over in like Fairport or Penfield or whatever. I'm like, okay, let's go check it out. And I just sit down and it's all, you know, it's 45 pies on a menu and each one of them's got like, it's like Washington Irving's The Legend of Sleepy Hollow with pepperoni on it.
Yeah, but she's an educated woman who is like refined and she likes fine dining. You're not a fine diner.
What are you talking about?
You're a slobbin' boy.
If it's
slobbin', you're a slobbin' boy. Food boy.
Oh, what a slobbin'
food boy.
No, you're wrong. Bro, see, that's what's wrong with people like you and my wife. Yeah, I said it. You don't have to be fancy all the time, right? Just because a place...
You want to be a slob... I like how we shouldn't be fancy all the time, but you want to eat like a slob all the time.
I want to eat what's good. I don't need a place with candles. I don't need a place with art.
You walk in... with an agenda and an attitude when you walk into a joint.
I walk in with an agenda.
Yes,
I
you
walk
do.
In with an agenda.
You politicize food.
Me?
Let me tell you about this guy. West East Side brought up his mama's money. Like, you have
yes!
a whole backstory
yes!
on that, dude. I don't do that.
Yeah, man, I don't need some lawyer's kid. I'm going to open up a shop and tell you, shut up. You don't know what you're doing.
I have a question.
Wow, look how successful he is. All it took was a millionaire father to get his business off the ground. Shut up!
We talk about East Side versus West Side pizza, but where does like downtown pizza fall? Because there are some mom and pop spots in strange locations and like within like the city.
I'm saying they're legit because they've probably
and
been
I feel
there
like
forever.
Those are like sneaky the best ones.
Okay, so I'm torn on downtown.
Why?
You're right.
It's been weird, too, because some of the downtown ones have tried to open other locations, but they haven't succeeded in other places. So they've just remained like the one or two stores that they have.
There are some downtown places where you're going to get some kick-ass, old-school, good Rochester-style pizza. But then there are also the story pizza places in downtown, which frustrate me. Like, you know, a place, you remember Stromboli Express used to be next to Salinger's? Like, that was one of my favorite.
Huge hit.
Yeah, loved it, right? That place is no longer there. Like, that's the kind of pizza place I want.
Chester Cab.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Like that's been there forever and ever and ever. Yeah. But like, you know, if you open up a pizza place that's one Italian word that nobody knows what it is, right? I'm not interested.
Yeah, but you're also like if you see somebody eating a pizza on Park Avenue, you crap all over.
Well, it depends. If Chester Cab's on Park, I'll eat Chester Cab.
But let's say you see me sitting there with my wife.
Yeah.
She's got a stem glass
of
wine.
He's got a fork and knife.
I got a fork and knife. We're eating our Chester Cab pizza, sitting out. It's a lovely spring day.
Yeah. You brought your own candle for some reason.
You're crapping all over us, man.
You are, you're 100% right.
I got a sweater tied around my neck for some reason.
You're 100% right.
I drove there in my Austin Healey. And I'm wearing driving gloves while I cut my pizza.
You couldn't afford an Austin Healey. At this point, you can't even afford a pair of Heelys, which are the shoes with the wheels at the bottom of them. 25DWCMF, we got a ton of Instagram messages coming in. We're talking about this Giorgio's Pizza. They are opening in the Pittsburgh Plaza. Looks good. New York style
sure it's
pizza.
Good, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and look, I'm going to go check it out.
Me too.
Because I'm all about being fair. But everyone knows the best pizza's on the west side. I don't need a pizza with a story. Just give me a damn pizza. Vex Patriarch writes us. Duffy, Bay Goodman Pizza has always been a premier pizza place, and it's east side all day long. Look, this is not an exclusive state, right? There are exceptions to every rule. But you cannot disagree with me that if you're going to take 20 pizza places, 17 of them are going to be west side. Top 20, 17 are west side pizza places.
Is Bay and Goodman east side?
Well, Bay and Goodman.
Yeah.
Pizza.
The joint.
Bay Road, Goodman.
I thought it was kind of the city, though, no?
Well, I mean, east side of the city.
I kind of put that in the city.
Yeah. I always thought that was an east side pizza place.
Oh.
Where was the original location?
The original location I thought was in the city.
It was in the city,
It's on Bay and Goodman, right?
Yeah. Hence the name.
Bay and Goodman. But now they're not on Bay and Goodman.
I guess I didn't think of that as an
I didn't know they moved.
Yeah. They closed and they opened up again. I was going to say, but then it went, Hachiroku writes us, Westside Pizza is better because we have sweet sauce over here, while the East Side mostly doesn't.
Oh, my God, it's the same sauce.
Not the same sauce. It's not the same sauce. Oh, now you're telling him to shut up. Now you're telling him to shut up. You go, ugh, artisan, we take a dash of bread, and we put it in a bag. A man who talks like this on a regular basis.
Who's that?
Ben's on CMF. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good, guys. How you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
Good to hear from you, buddy.
You do know we could get the same ingredients on the East Side that you guys on the West Side could get, right?
So then why don't you get them?
Because that much. Well, anyways, so my two favorite pizza places, as you already mentioned, the one was Chester Cab Pizza.
Yep.
Because my older brother, back in the day, lived in the apartment right next door to them, and so we used to go there all the time. And the other pizza place I like is Cam's.
All right, so if anyone's wondering what pizza place Ben likes, now we know.
Got it.
Got it, Ben. Thank you. No, Cam's is good. I like Cam's pizza.
I did.
Yeah. Also, they have, like, the weird slice of the week, which it's hit or miss. They had one. It was, like, a blueberry pie pizza, which was freaking amazing. I almost swore, but I caught it.
Attaboy, Ben.
Yeah.
All right.
It's good stuff.
All right, Ben, any other food you're into, make sure you call us back and let us know right away, okay?
All right, Pat.
Yes.
Don't be such a food snob about your pizza.
No, I'm the one not being the snob. I'm not being the snob, Mister.
It's okay.
Okay.
And also, Chester Cab is not a sit-down place. So is Tommy sitting on the steps outside the place?
See, you agreed. He was on your side there. There you go. That's what you get. Bye, Ben. Have a good rest of the day.
By the way, we're getting yelled at. Stromboli's is still open.
Wait, but it's not in that location anymore.
I
thought that was a Dunkin' now.
This person said on East Ave.
Okay, so they moved?
I don't know. Maybe. Says
is Stromboli's still there?
Stromboli's restaurant.
Maybe.
Did they change the name? Because there was an Express.
You are more familiar than I am.
That's why I liked it so much. It's because it was Express.
Oh, yeah.
Can we Google and see where it is? Because if it's still there.
It's 130 East Ave.
Next to Salinger still?
Looks mm-hmm. pretty close.
Okay, where the hell have I been? Paul writes us, sorry, Stromboli Express, I love you, and I'm going to come see you soon because I really like that pizza. Paul, our second vote for West Side Pizza has better crust and sauce.
It doesn't.
Better
crust. Crust, man.
Now Danny's just trying to make people angry.
Listen.
He writes us on Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us on Instagram. Sbarro's in Grease Ridge was killer pizza. Shut up. Shut up. I have never, and if I ever have a piece of Sbarro pizza, I want you to put me down.
Everybody's had it.
Never had Sbarro.
Why?
Because, man, I'm not eating mall pizza.
No,
never,
but like sometimes.
Even on a road trip or something? Like sometimes.
It's just
that
there.
Was your only option at those little stops along.
Yeah, the restways and stuff like that. Yeah,
I'm not getting pizza at a rest stop. How do you eat that when you drive?
Oh, I would.
I would.
No.
Yeah.
Why? You're from Rochester.
It's a quick slice. Yeah, a quick slice back
nice
in the car. You're gone.
Snack on the on the way.
No, I'm not eating mall pizza. I'll do,
and it's good.
I'll do Pizza Hut when I'm like in a place where the pizza's terrible. But that's as far as I'll go.
By the way, their pizza is delicious.
I'm like, okay, fine, good for you. Eat it.
They do their crust different.
Do
they're
they?
Sweet.
Yeah, 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Mike. Hey, Mikey, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
You are being like the opposite of a pizza snob, I feel like. There's good pizza places that are called one Italian word, and they're good. They're quality. They have quality ingredients, and I don't know why you're pooping on them.
Okay, wait. Okay, look, man. Look, like I said, if I don't know what the word means, and I have to, welcome to Frigernier. Like, shut up. No, I know it sucks. It's not good. And Mike, here's the problem. Mike, you sound like a nice guy, right? But you also sound insecure. Like, you have to go eat at a place that makes you feel more than you really are. Man, you're just like me, man. You're just like me. You're just a
like
loser.
Good,
you're just a loser like I am. Man, and we got to enjoy our pizza the way God intended it. Delicious.
No, you're oversimplifying it.
No. Where do you live, Mike?
Canandaigua.
Ah,
good lake pie.
There you go. Well, they got a Pudgy's out there.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Pudgy's is good. Have you ever been to Coho?
I'm never going to a place named that ever.
Coho?
Coho. COHO.
Why is it called Coho?
I don't know, actually, but it's not an Italian word.
Okay.
It's do you ever go to Macri's?
Macri's? No, I have not.
Okay. Well, there's an old Italian sub place, and they took their recipes and opened them at Coho.
Okay, gotcha. So they stole. So they stole the West Side idea, and they're doing
it. They bought it. Yeah.
Welcome to Coho. Welcome to Coho. We take the ancient Italian that we bought. And Mike comes out. Mike.
Good authentic pizza.
Thanks for the call, buddy. I feel bad for guys like Mike.
Would you go to a pizza place that had an Irish name on the outside?
No.
McPies?
Is that what he just... I don't know. I missed the name.
Coho. I don't know.
No. Before that. Oh. I thought he said it was like an Irish name.
Oh, I don't know. He said it was an old Italian place. No, man. I'm as Irish gets. I love my Irish cuisine. I'm not going to have Irish pizza.
No, but what if they put some Irish food on there?
Corned beef and cabbage pizza? I don't think that would work.
What else you guys?
That's about it. Potato. I mean, I've had potato skin pizza, but I don't consider that like an Irish pizza.
Yeah, it's just its own thing.
Yeah. That's more like sports bar food.
Oh, who's being snobby now?
But it is.
Who's being snobby now?
There's no ethnic tradition to a potato skin pizza. But you like that Great Northern, those guys.
Yeah, so now they have a place called Salty Bread Pizza that's out in Greece. I went out there. This is not
but those guys are like often. They take pizza in a completely different direction.
Yeah, where is that, by the way?
What?
Salty Bread Pizza. Where is that located? And the original Great Northern, where was that located?
Great Northern? I thought it was at some bank.
Yeah, where?
Well, it was
on Ridge Road in Greece.
Well, that makes sense because the bank was closed because they ain't got no money. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Look.
Plenty of space on the west side for banking.
Maybe. Maybe things have changed.
Okay.
And hell, maybe this Giorgio opens up and blows other pizza places out of the water. But until I find a place that can satisfy me,
yeah,
like my west side pizza places, I'm standing on business.
Okay.
And I mean what I say. Son.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Best game James Cook's had in a long time.
Yeah, Cook's had.
Defense shutting stuff down. The Bills dismantled the New York Jets in the Meadowlands yesterday. 30-10, 2-0, two-game lead on the Kansas City Chiefs, standing alone atop the AFC East. Things are good.
Damn.
God, this sucks.
Why?
What's well, because like you're an idiot. You don't. I'm not going to cheer against my team. Obviously, like the best case scenario is
really that jacket.
Yeah, exactly. It's a kick-ass jacket, and it's 2-0. So let's respect the jacket. That. Let's respect.
You're going to be seeing a lot more of that jacket. I
respect
think.
The denim.
That's right. Damn right. You have to admit it looks good. Admit it's a good looking jacket.
It looks good if you were attending bar.
I'll take that.
Nobody bartends in a jean jacket.
You know what he's thinking about?
It's all
what?
The buttons.
Roadhouse.
Oh.
Think about yeah, I was thinking of TGA Fridays, of actually.
Is TGA Fridays? Was that the? Is that what they opened after TGI Fridays shut down? TGA, thanks.
Just say whatever you want, but you know, yeah, I
thank
am victorious.
Goodness, ass Fridays. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Tommy made some picks on Friday.
Yeah, I did. Y'all laugh. The experts in the room. Can't wait for the court. Can't stop the run. Ed Oliver's key to this defense.
He is a pretty big key to this defense.
Didn't need him.
Okay.
Don't pay him.
Kimmy, let's just get this over
all
with.
Right.
Tommy don't pay him. What?
Don't pay him. Get out, Ed.
Stop payment on check.
How it was. Mule excuse post game Monday in the break room on WCMF.
Let's get to our first pick from Tommy on Friday here on CMF. Over under 99.5 rushing yards for Breece Hall.
I got to figure McDermott's going to shore up this run problem.
Why didn't he do it during the Ravens game?
Okay. It's hard to do it in the moment.
I love how you think there's you can just take a wrench and like twist something. And like, oh, fix
he's going to crack some heads come Monday morning, man. He's dragging these boys out of the bunk and get out on that goddamn field.
Those not even words. You may not have your best defensive tackle.
They're shutting that kid down.
For God's sake.
Ain't happening. Taking the under.
What are you basing that on?
They're going to shore up the problems right, that they have.
Who on the defense steps up, Tommy?
Who else comes up?
Who steps up on the Bills' D?
Whoever replaces Ed Oliver.
Yeah,
I'm guessing
be?
It's going to be Young. Young's coming in. If it's not Young, it's going to be probably Worthy.
So to be clear, you are under 99.5 rushing
so
yards.
So frustrated to agree with you.
For Breece Hall. You're just the dumbest man I've ever met. Breece Hall.
Yeah.
10 carries.
How much?
A long of 12.
Ooh, 12 yards.
For a total of 29 yards.
My God. Didn't you see Ed Oliver wasn't there? There's a big wide hole. He could just run all the way to Vegas.
Bills defense stepped up yesterday.
Yeah,
stepped
did.
Up?
Big time.
Shut them down,
big
bro.
Time. I mean, look, that 30.
Embarrassed their ass.
It wasn't even as close as 30-10 indicates, right? I mean, like, it was a garbage time touchdown, and they still almost stopped him from scoring that touchdown, Kimmy. Breece Hall, here's what's even more amazing about them shutting down Breece Hall. Now, we told you on Friday that Breece Hall has played 4 games against the Bills in his career. He's gone over 100 twice. Mm-hmm. Last season, he had 100-yard rushing game. That was against the Bills. He had a 12-yard long, which means in the other 9 carries,
nothing.
He had 17 yards. So you take away a 12-yard rush, he was
nothing.
Averaging about a yard a carry.
Yeah.
Very impressive. And they did it without Ed Oliver. They did it without Taron Johnson.
But how? How could they make these adjustments?
Explain it to me. Tell me how they did it.
Talk to your coach.
Tell me how they did it. No, you seem to know
things. I said
things.
The coach was going to make the adjustments.
Uh-huh.
And you didn't think McDermott knew what he was doing.
And you...
We didn't know if we had the talent there.
Exactly.
Well, I guess you got the talent there now, don't you? The next week, you can start talking about some talent that you didn't know was there, Miss Expert.
Stop.
Okay. Let's get on to that next thing.
That is terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying.
Well, now you know what my wife goes through.
I'm scared.
All I am asking is you to...
Does that hurt your face?
No, my face is always in pain.
All right, 1-0. Congratulations. Let's get to our second pick from Tommy on Friday here on CMF. Over under 1.5 a pick for Josh Allen on Sunday.
I don't see him being rushed or panicked or having to win the game on one throw. So I don't see him getting picked off at all. I mean, this kid's going to be in control. It's going to be cruise control, Josh.
Oh, my God, man. The Jets D is not bad. I know they gave up 40 points to the Steelers, but they can get to the quarterback. Ooh, they have talented corners.
Everybody's talented in the league.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
They're all professional, you know. Any given Sunday, ask Al Pacino. He ain't getting picked off, bro.
Okay.
You can put goggles on him. It'll be fine.
Almost Tommy tells it like it is. Week 2.
I called the whole game. Goggle Josh.
On CMF, he is under 99.5 yards rushing for Jets running back Breece Hall. He is under 1.5 an interception for Josh Allen. Can I just point out,
what?
Tommy is so boring, even he talks over himself when he is on the radio. Okay. Statistically, It was one of the worst games Josh Allen has played in a long time. 14 to 25, 148 yards. Mm. First time in forever that he did not have a rushing or a passing touchdown, and he was sacked once. Not to mention, his face exploded on that dive forward on that one play.
Yep.
Okay. That being said.
Yeah, how many times did they pick him off?
He did not throw an interception.
Wait, with that defense?
But that defense is a good defense. It was a good defense.
It gets you every time, buddy.
Bro, he barely played. Not only did he sit the entire fourth quarter.
Yeah.
He missed an entire drive in the second quarter because of the
cruise control, baby. Cruise control called it.
By the way, he was struggling. Was he three for his first 10, Kimmy? Like, it was early on, Josh did not look great. He balanced it out, and he hit, like, his next six in a row.
He gets into a groove.
No, but you can't sit here and say that it was a cruise control game for Josh because it was not.
That was a joke game. Mitch Trubisky could have won that game for you.
Well,
that's how smooth it was.
Far.
And he stepped up when you needed to step up.
I mean, look, I was impressed, you know.
Come on, man. It was amazing.
I'm talking to Kimmy now.
Kid comes out cold and throws that ball.
I could not believe that he hit that ball the way that he did on a third down. Yeah. I was, like, jaw dropped. Like, look, knocking on wood, if Mitch Trubisky has to play significant time, Kimmy, we got serious problems.
Yep.
But I don't think so.
Shut up.
All right.
But
you're
Kimmy,
getting way too cocky now.
Seriously. If we know that
bring on the bitch.
If we know that he can come in and play two, three, four drives like that, maybe have to win a game against an inferior opponent, that drive made me feel a whole hell of a lot better than I did before yesterday.
I'm not talking to you right now.
Okay. He can maybe game manage is what you mean. Like he's not going to be your all-star.
I mean, that was a good ball, Kimmy. Yeah. That was a good ball.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Tommy is 2-0 right now. Congratulations.
Pretty much march on.
It's a walkover, right?
It's march on, baby.
All right. We're going to win here.
And then it's on to Chicago. Let's win.
Let's get to our third pick from Tommy on CMF. Over under, 6.5 catches for Bills wide receiver Keon Coleman.
You're going to tell me that whole damn game he can't catch that ball seven times.
That's a lot.
And all he's got to do is catch it.
He had his career high with 8 last week.
All he's got to do is catch it.
Yeah, we're not talking touchdowns. Just catch it.
Ball.
7 catches in the NFL is a ton of catches.
Goggles Josh could do that. Throw it to the kid.
Josh does like to spread the ball around. You never know who's going to pop in a game. Jackson Hawes.
He had the catch of the game.
Is that even his name?
Yeah. Of course, I'm expected. This is a good game for us.
I am expected. This is a good game for us.
He's
going
to get 7 catches.
Okay.
Oh my God.
So to be clear, we're over 6.5 catches for Keon Coleman.
You're a funny guy. Very funny, positive young man.
All right. Keon Coleman, 26 yards receiving. You do some quick math. Mm-hmm. I don't think he got under 3 yards of reception, but he did catch every ball thrown his way. Keon Coleman, 3 targets. 3 catches.
But should have used him.
Should have used him more in a 30-10 blowout.
Yeah,
they were doing okay.
Get his confidence up. He's a young man.
By the way, Kimmy, did all 3 of his catches come on the same drive? I mean, they were really close together because he was silent. That he had a couple of good grabs. He had that most obvious offensive pass interference call of all time. Yeah. And then he kind of disappeared again.
Yeah.
By the way, as we look up and down the Buffalo receiving, you know, they got this everyone eats mentality.
Yeah.
Opening week, Keon Coleman has the game of his career. He arguably wins them that game. Yesterday, you had 8 different Bills have a reception in this game. Dalton Kincaid leads with 4 receptions. Keon Coleman with 3. Everybody else 2-1. Like, and you won by 20 points, and it wasn't even that close.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, somebody shared? No.
I think you're also still at the point in the season, too. You're like, wait, who is that? Who is that guy?
Yes.
Who's 18?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Elijah Moore. You nailed it 100%.
I was like, wait, who is that again?
I also forgot Elijah Moore was drafted by the Jets, number 18.
Yeah, I forgot that too, yeah.
Well, because he scored and it was all super excited, and I'm like, wow, this is pretty big for a first Bills. Oh, right. You're upset that they let you go. All right, 2-1.
Yeah.
We push forward.
Yeah, let's push.
Our fourth pick from Tommy on Friday on CMF. Tommy, do the Bills win?
Oh.
And if so, is it by 7 points or more?
So you're asking me, are the Bills going to win this game?
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what he's asking.
Yeah, I think so. I think they're going to win this game, Pat.
That's great.
Yeah.
So they're going to win by 7 or more.
Well, 7's a lot of points, right?
Yeah.
And you're saying it's like a slap in a Jets face.
I would say this.
Well, that slap's going to hurt a lot worse when it's a goddamn Jersey blowout, baby. They're blowing Jersey out of the water, man. Okay. They ain't got a shot.
All right.
They'll be left crying in Bayonne.
Just go ahead.
Ding my dingleberry hand. Man, did I call that or what?
But it's not that hard.
Blow out and, no, not that hard.
Not that hard.
You didn't sound all that confident. You thought I was jinxing them.
Well, the Bills do have traditionally struggled with high point spreads, especially on the road. Why am I doing George Washington?
1 o'clock, very difficult. And no. Sunny, you know.
Not what I said at all. I said on the road against a divisional opponent.
70-degree weather.
You were 3-2 in your last five games in the Meadowlands. I mean, I think I'm fine with, by the way, 4-2 now, so that's good.
Is it impressive if I know you're going to call every game as a bleh? I can't do it.
That's pretty good, actually.
I mean, at one point you're going to hit, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it is?
I mean, I have a feeling I know where this Thursday is going, too.
No, she's right. If you flip a coin 100 times and you call heads 100 times, you'd be like, whoa. Yeah.
But we ain't done yet, though, bro.
No, I want to argue this one.
Oh, go ahead. Argue what you're getting. You look
weak. Yeah, I can't remember the specifics here.
All right. Let's get to Tommy's bonus pick here on CMF.
Not so fast. Put your little paper down. Bills blowout, buddy. Because I say at the end of this game.
Oh, I say.
In the fourth.
You're doing Kennedy every week, though.
I say at the end of this game, you will see Mitch the Bitch finish out the fourth quarter of this game. Josh will sit down, take his goggles off. And enjoy a nice, refreshing beverage on the sideline.
Not going to happen.
Mitch the Bitch will be out there during the fourth quarter.
It's not even a brave bonus pick. You used to take risks, man. I used to like this show. I used to like listening to this show. You got soft, man.
What do you want, like Springsteen to come down and give Josh a hug?
No, that's not. I don't want that.
Yeah, maybe that'll happen.
No, it's too late. You already made your pick. You're all sissy. Right. And it's not going to happen anyway. They're not going to, after week two, not playing Josh in the preseason, put Mitch Trubisky in this game.
It'll be out of the hands.
Out of control? It'll be out of the hands.
It's out of control.
There's nothing we can do. I would like to file an appeal.
Go ahead.
What do you got?
Weak take.
I would like to argue.
Yeah.
If Josh did not have his nose exploded, they would have had him finish that game for the Rips.
Okay, but he didn't.
Okay, but that's not fair because it wasn't due to injury.
And because the game was in hand,
That's
why you could sit him down and rest his face.
Okay, but you wouldn't have had to rest his face had his face not gotten exploded.
Bro, any given Sunday, you could explode a face.
No, but that's just it. It wasn't due to injury. You said specifically due to performance.
All I said.
And Josh did not play well. He didn't play well enough to deserve that fourth quarter break.
That game was in cruise control at that point. They just owned the Jets.
I agree with you, but I am.
You could have brought the Giants out at the same time to get them, beat them both.
No, 22 people on the defense. Yes. All right, give it to him. Whatever. Who cares?
Oh, man.
4-1.
Triple dings.
4-1. Four, you idiot.
Triple dings. I got 3 dings. No, I got 1 buzzer and 3 dings.
Oh, yeah, wait.
You got 4 dings, right?
Do you know how to work your fingers?
Yeah.
Under.
Yes, you got 4.
Under
we're
for
giving you more dings.
Under for Breece Hall.
Yeah.
Under for Josh Allen. Hit on the win. Hit on the bonus pick. That's 4 dings, you idiot.
Oh, I got 4 dings.
You're an idiot. Look, you see what he's at? Do you not know how to work your fingers?
Oh, I was working them last night.
Were you working them last night? You weren't working them now. Yeah, yeah. Shut your whore mouth. You shut your whore mother mouth. Shut up right now. You didn't hit me. I got 3D.
I'm now feeling uncomfortable.
And here's the thing. Now you just
finger licking good.
Now you just jinxed us for a short turnaround because you're not going to do that back-to-back weeks.
Tastes like chicken.
See you.
Yeah.
Okay. Congratulations. Enjoy your one good week you get every season.
Well, you know I know Miami. It's my town.
Name 3 Dolphins.
Right now? The skateboard kid.
That's he's a coach. I mean players.
Tua.
Okay, 1.
And fast guy always in trouble.
What's his name? Speed Racer?
No, that would be Racer X of his brother. Fast guy.
What's his name?
I forget.
Yeah. So you can't even name Tariq Hill.
Tariq Hill.
And Mike McDaniel doesn't count. We play the Dolphins twice a year, every year.
His name went out of my head for a minute.
Give me a third one, then.
Brian Cox.
God, you're an idiot.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.